This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Critical medicines and care.
You recommend that we store a supply of antibiotics for immediate access.
Meds locked up in a local pharmacy without power or staff can't save lives. That's why I created the Jace Case, an emergency supply of FDA-approved antibiotics prescribed by board-certified physicians, dispensed by licensed pharmacies, and delivered directly to your home. This way, you have them before you need them.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Massachusetts.
Trump endorsed candidate Jeff Diehl wins the Republican primary for Massachusetts governor.
We did it.
Look at these people wandering around with absolutely no idea what's about to happen.
America is burning. But that's how forests grow.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
California is in the lead, can show the rest of the nation how it is done.
Warning just coming in from CAISO, who runs the power grid in the state. They say they expect demand for electricity to outpace supply.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Many other western states are experiencing simply unprecedented temperatures. And we encourage you to close your windows and blinds to keep your home cool as well. And today and tomorrow, please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher.
If you touch the thermostat,
you'll get hit with a bat.
Besides a technical foul,
you will feel my wrath.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Every Wednesday, we have the VIPs in here. And we're still waiting for a couple of them to show up. They haven't made it, but there's plenty of food from Alma Gaucha. How was the Alma Gaucha's food?
Okay. Yes.
It is. It's always great. The Alma Gaucha, the Brazilian steakhouse on D Street in South Boston, it's a fantastic place. They bring in great stuff. Taylor and I comment every week on the quality of the spiced bacon. And today, Taylor, what was particularly outstanding?
I haven't had the cheesy bread in a few weeks. Been trying to lay off the cheesy bread, but I delved into it today and blew me away again. The best cheesy bread there ever was.
My doctor told me I wasn't getting enough carbohydrates. So I like to go big on the cheesy bread every week. But it's great. They're famous for the steak, obviously. They got all kinds of different steaks, but I like some of the other stuff myself. You know, just the potato salad, the cheesy bread, the spiced bacon, everything is great. And they got all kinds of and the drinks aren't bad either. You know, those made with real sugar, not corn fructose syrup or something yucky like that. Anyway. 8-4, thanks to Alma Gaucha for bringing in the great stuff. And they're on D Street in South Boston, and they're just a fantastic place. And we have cheap bastard deals with them every once in a while. And get down there before you get a cheap bastard deal. It's a great place to go. That's all you can eat. 844-500-4242. Now, the last primaries of the year are next week, the September 13th. They're in Delaware, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. And the New Hampshire one is particularly interesting because there's a fight to see who the Republican is going to be to go up against Maggie Hassan, who was barely elected 6 years ago after Kelly Ayotte walked away from Trump. And it didn't work out well for her, that decision. She lost by, I think, about 800 votes. So she's still pretty weak. And so now I guess Trump is trying to decide, or maybe he has decided and is just teasing here, but there's a lot of political intrigue, as the union leader puts it, over President Trump's involvement in New Hampshire's Senate fight. As an aide to Governor Chris Sununu confirmed that Trump had reached out to the governor about the U.S. Senate race. I guess I'll take his word for it, but I don't get the feeling that Trump is a big fan of Sununu, especially after he dumped on him at that White House correspondence dinner or something like that. It was just really, really nasty stuff that he said about Trump and about Mike Lindell from MyPillow. Sununu spokesman Benjamin Vistot said Trump initiated the discussion. For the record, the governor did not call President Trump. President Trump called Governor Sununu when the Senate race came up as part of a larger conversation. The governor encouraged the president to take a look at the Senate race. So the establishment candidate is the Senate president, Chuck Morse, who's from Salem, as is the governor. And they're basically backing him, but Bolduc, I think, has been running way ahead. So the McConnell types have been dumping a lot of money into Morse's campaign here in the last minute. Last week, Trump called Bolduc a tough guy, a strong guy, and said the race is down to two hopefuls and that he was looking strongly at whether to make an endorsement. Many political analysts believe if Sununu took sides, it would be with Morse, since the two come from Salem and Morse helped make many of Sununu's policy initiatives a reality. Some had concluded that Trump wasn't likely to choose between Morse or Bolduc, since the race is less than a week away. He jumps into these races pretty late sometimes, so I don't know about that. But anyway, so stand by for a last-minute endorsement, perhaps, from Donald Trump. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, I was just listening, and they were saying how people can't cool their homes in California and out west.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking this winter we won't be able to afford to heat our home.
Exactly.
And it's all because the moon bats destroyed the energy sector.
They're trying their best to destroy the energy sector, Donald. They haven't quite succeeded yet, but you know, that's another reason to vote Republican in November. You know, because they don't care, because they don't think it's going to affect them. They think it's only going to affect us, Donald.
There's going to be a rash of house fires because people are going to be putting space heaters everywhere too close to drapes. And, yeah. Oh, man, it's going to be a bad winter.
I know people will go into their cars, turn on the cars to try to stay warm. They'll poison themselves with, you know, the exhaust. It's a mess. I mean, I've mentioned this before, but the guys up in Maine, I've talked, you're from Maine, Donald, have been talking about this. Paul LePage was the governor or the mayor of Waterville the last time there was this problem with the price of heating oil. And he said, Waterville, not that large of a city, but they are, they lost 8 people that winter from, you know, like you said, fires, freezing to death, carbon monoxide, all these problems. And they don't seem to care. They don't care in the least. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
How you doing, Howie?
So, good.
I just wanted to point out something that I noticed regarding the election results last night. I had, you know, in the Republican race, I had explained to some people that I believe that Mar Healey would prefer to go against Jeff Deal because he'll be an easier candidate to run against. It'll almost be a duplicate of the Elizabeth Warren campaign, where he lost by like almost 70% of the vote. If you look at the numbers, there's an anomaly of who voted for Deal and Doughty, where the numbers come up about 60,000 votes, I think, and only 40,000 people voted for Lieutenant Governor. What that tells me is that there's 20,000 votes that are kind of off kilter. It's something I wanted to point out. To me, that lends to the notion that I said that some of these independents, people who generally support those like Bernie or used to be Democrats, probably jumped in this to help give Deal the edge. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's too early. I think it's kind of hard to tell about that because there were some good races on the Democrat side that they wanted to get involved in. The attorney general's fight that had two real moon bats in there. You know, one a drifter blow-in moon bat, and then you had a homegrown moon bat. So that was quite a fight. I think that kept a lot of people over on the Democrat side. And then you had the Suffolk County DA's race. You had some other DA races as well. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next. Another Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul. You there? Paul? Did he reconsider? Oh. He said he wanted to take the $100 bet. Paul, you want to take the bet?
It's Bob.
Bob. Okay, Bob, do you want to take the bet?
Yes, but I want to up the ante, Howie.
Yes, what do you want it to?
Well, my $100 against you buying me lunch.
I'll be glad to do that, Bob. I'll be glad
okay,
to do that.
Excellent. And it's got to be in Florida. I've got a place about 2 miles.
Wait a second. Wait, you get now. You've changed the bet twice now. In Florida.
Lunch in Florida. I got a place down in Florida, and I'm about 2 miles.
It's a big
from
state.
Howie in the Hills, of all places. You know where Howie in the Hills is?
No, I don't. Where is it?
Well, I'll come to you. I'm 32 miles from Orlando.
Okay, you can come to me. I'll meet you at Jimmy John's in Boca. How's that?
That'll work. So the deal here is, Cooner, I listen to him in the morning, and there seems to be a lot of energy behind Deal. I don't know anything about Massachusetts politics. I don't know what I don't know. I do know this. You're going to vote for him.
No, I'm voting for Ron DeSantis, Bob.
Okay,
get your number, and I'll expect the $100 check. I'll need it for Christmas shopping, okay? Thank you. 844-500-4242. I'm sorry. I'll buy him lunch if he comes over anyway. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night. Finally, around dawn, you fall asleep, and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. Why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible, just like I do, there's one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance MyPillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows. So many products combining the comfort and quality that you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
I'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean that I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. Get 16 free meals across 7 boxes with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. It's a great product. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is the worst Massachusetts governor of the 21st century? Or I guess who has been the worst so far? Paul Cellucci, Jane Swift, Mitt Romney, Deval Patrick, or Charlie Baker?
I'm voting for Parker.
35% say Charlie Baker. 44% say Deval Patrick.
Have they forgotten COVID this quickly? I mean, Deval was bad, but Paul Deval was worse, I think.
He's disappointed in you for that answer.
Yes, he's been I was disappointed in his governorship, actually. All right. Okay, now it's time for, we do this usually on Mondays, but we decided to wait this week because we were doing a live remote on the Cape on Monday, and then we had yesterday the election. So today is Hate Mail Monday on Wednesday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the heat flow.
All right. This time every week, once a week, we check in with our fans and our emails and our voicemails and all the people who love us.
Yes, and Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Warm weather is here. You can enjoy great food and cocktails on one of their patios throughout the Northeast. To find a location near you, just go to 110grill.com. Okay, Howie, you made a mistake a few days ago. You're allowed one a year. Instead of Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's right.
You called it something else.
I
heard about this not just from this voicemail. I heard it on the air, and then a few people brought it up to me because they just thought it was funny.
I know. I did. I said Bed Bath Breakfast and Beyond. Or
no, you didn't say Beyond. You said Bed Bath and Breakfast, which brings us to cut three.
Bed Bath and Breakfast? Is that a store or Howie's typical routine when he's spending his time at Mar-a-Lago?
Mar-a-Lago. I've never had breakfast at Mar-a-Lago. I've had lunch there and dinner, but I've never had breakfast there because that's usually only for the stayover guests. And I have my own place down the road.
All right. And we have another voicemail here that, again, is critiquing some of your pronunciations. This is cut one.
Time for some more Carbonics International Edition.
Quesadillas.
Not quesadillas.
Quesadillas.
Where were you? You met him at the Tibetan?
Not Tibetan.
Tibetan? When was the last time you saw a story about El Nino or El Nina?
Not La Nina, but El Nina, a transgender weather phenomenon.
Se pueda. Se pueda. I'm not jumping to any conclusion. La Nina has become gender fluid. How dare you?
It's correct. It's ma'am. It is ma'am.
All right, Howie, also, there is big news this week for the Grace Curley Show. I was put on KFOY, which is a station in Reno. Very excited about that.
The biggest little city in the world.
Yes, sir. And some people were not as thrilled for me. One person wrote, Grace is a female Howie clone. Same mannerisms, same grunts and groans, same reading of newspaper articles. And just to be clear, no, I do not listen to her or Howie, who's been phoning it in for years. What's that segment called? Hate Mail Monday? Yes, that's it. I give Howie permission to use my comment.
Where did he drop that off?
I was at a radio discussion board.
Oh, okay. He doesn't listen to any. Okay, he doesn't listen, but he knows all the segments.
I don't think I have any of the same mannerisms as you, but I will say that radio does... It does contribute to a sort of radio hunch over the microphone that I've noticed I do as well.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I can't help that. All right, let's play another one here. This is cut six, please.
Stop being so rude to your callers. Shut your mouth. You are so rude.
You ought to have your mouth washed out with soap by your mama when you get off the couch in the basement there.
We have a t-shirt that is very popular. It's Make Gas Cheap Again.
Yeah, I'll be wearing it in a few moments.
Some people think we need another idea for this. This is cut two.
Listen, I just paid $3.63 for a gallon of gas. I had an idea for you. I think you should start selling t-shirts that say Make Gas Expensive Again. So you'll have something to talk about going into November.
Is he happy that gas is $3.63 a gallon?
Yeah, he's trying to say that.
I seem to remember it being half that during some parts of the Trump administration.
He's trying to say that it's very cheap now.
Oh, it's good to know. I'm glad he thinks it's cheap. I think I'm going to stick with Make Gas Cheap Again. 978 says soon to be Bloodbath and Beyond. Yeah, they just filed for bankruptcy, and the CFO jumped off of a skyscraper in New York.
Yeah, really. Scary. Howie, sometimes when people are attacking you, it's not you they're really going after. It's your listeners. This person wrote on Twitter, Howie Carr's listeners don't know how senile they sound to everyone. They are just, I'm looking at all the VIPs right now as I deliver this last line. They are just loudmouths who lack the ability to differentiate fact from fiction or function in society.
Well, excuse me. Perhaps you should be listening to National Panhandler Radio. Oh, the walls are closing in on Orange Man Bad this afternoon. Oh!
Here's another Twitter comment. Howie Carr is a complete fraud. I knew one day he'd show his true colors, and his sidekick, G. Curley, has the gall to wear a deplorable sweatshirt. These
You're wearing it right now.
These two are big time phonies. I am wearing it right now. All right, let's play. This is an old standby. This is cut four, please, Taylor.
Hey, Howie, it's me. It's your bro. And I'm here to tell you that you're a wiener.
I'm getting tired of that guy. He's not my bro.
He's got to come up with some new material.
Yeah.
Thank you, 110 Grill, for sponsoring Hate Mail Monday. Go to 110grill.com to look at their menu and find their locations.
844-500-4242. It's actually Bed Bath & Won't Be Down for Breakfast. Yes, it is. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I am wearing the Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. Now, I finished my Newsmax streaming hit, so I can go back to the t-shirt, more comfortable. 844-500-4242, 844.
Do you ever wash that shirt?
I do occasionally, yes.
When's the last time? I've never seen you take it home.
I take it to the Cape sometimes, and okay. I wash it down there.
All right.
And tomorrow, I'm going to switch over to Let's Go Brandon tomorrow night, because we'll do a late Let's Go Brandon weekly segment on Thursday night, I think. All right. Now, I want to just mention, so we're going to go back to the calls here, but we can't say enough about the several topics, one of which is the people that are keeling over from the COVID vaccines. I got some more stories on that. And also this green revolution, and what a disaster it's going to be. It's just it's just so bad. And no one's talking about what's going to happen in the winter. You know, 844-500-4242-978. Imagine the number of frozen pipes and water damage over the winter. Also, good time to become a plumber. 413 says, during that major snowstorm in the fall of 2011, I had knocked out power in Western Mass. Some people brought their grills inside to heat their homes and ended up dying from carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah. I mean, the other thing, someone else says too, when are you going to bring back the Eden Pure heaters? Cause they're going to just sell out.
It's funny. I thought about that today, this morning. I stepped outside and I said, it's almost Eden Pure heater season.
See, the thing about the Eden Pure heater or any kind of electric heater is that most states now have laws on the books that they can't cut off your electricity during the cold weather months. So you can just keep running the heater. I mean, you have to worry about setting that place on fire, not with Eden Pure, but with some of the other heaters, you have to worry about setting your home on fire, but they can't cut you off. But then the spring will roll around next year. And you know, what the hell will your heating bill be? And then they will be able to cut you off. It's a real mess. Did you see in Britain, ITV, I think, one of the big channels in TV channels in Britain, they put on a new game show where it's like the Wheel of Fortune, and they pay your.
I'm not sure it was a game show. I think it was just a segment on their morning news show.
But it was like a game show. You had to enter the contest,
right,
and everything.
Right. It was a, you know, kind of a Wheel of Fortune thing.
Right. And you know, the politicians were going crazy. You know, how dare you trivialize this? Well, no, how dare you set up this stupid system by cutting off all the, energy drilling in the North Sea and everywhere else and, you know, getting into this foolish Ukrainian struggle. And now these people are in trouble. It's not the fault of the TV stations or the people who want to get in on it. It's the fault of the politicians.
Are we going to have energy moratoriums like we did rent moratoriums?
Like I said, they already have them for electricity in the winter in a lot of states, but
right. That's they don't shut it off. Right. But you still kind of have to pay.
Yeah.
If you can't pay, they can't shut it off. But
yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if he does, the only problem with that is they can't really do it before the midterms, because it's just going to remind people who haven't figured out yet that they aren't going to be able to afford to heat their homes this winter. They don't want to do it. Maybe after November, they'll try to do it. 844-500-4242. This is from Powerline Blog. The green revolution is impossible. Liberals tell us, this is John Heinderocker, who's on the show occasionally, liberals tell us that we are in the midst of a transition from fossil fuels to wind and solar energy. The reality is that no such transition is taking place, nor will it. Because the mineral requirements of a wind and solar-based energy system can't possibly be met. Okay, this is the description of the YouTube video that this professor posted. The quantity of metal required to make just one generation of renewable tech units to replace fossil fuels is much larger than first thought. Current mining production of these metals is not even close to meeting demand. This is even if you just decimate all these tropical rainforests where you find a lot of these, and a lot of the other minerals are in countries that are hostile to the United States of America. And of course, Brandon is shutting down any mining in the United States along with any fossil fuel drilling. Current reported mineral resources are also not enough in size. Most concerning is copper as one of the flag shortfalls. So for the first 20 years of wind and solar installations that are predicted, for the first 20 years, you would need 189 years worth of copper production going back, 400 years worth of nickel production, 9,921 years of lithium production, 1,700 years of cobalt production, 29,000 years of germanium production, and so on. That's for the first 20 years, and then you just have to start over again. So where's all this going to come from? Known lithium reserves amount to less than 3% of what would be required to replace fossil fuels with wind, solar, and batteries for the first 20 years. Known cobalt reserves amount to less than 4% of what would be needed for the first generation, and so on. The Green Energy Division would require between 6 and 7 times all of the copper that has ever been mined through thousands of years of human history for the first 20 years. For the first 20 years. As John Heinderocker says, the green dream is not just a folly, but a fraud. Those who perpetuate it, like Al Gore, John Kerry, Barack Obama, Greta Thunberg, AOC, and many others, are fraudsters who make Bernie Madoff look like Mother Teresa. God, what a mess. And these people are running the show. These people couldn't fix your sprinkler, your water sprinkler, on your lawn, and yet they're telling you what you have to do and what we have to do to protect the planet. And then they get on their private jets and fly somewhere else, using more carbon emissions than 100 of us use in a decade. 844-500-4242. Adrian or Arden, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Hi, Howie. I'm Arden. I'm Albanian. Quick thing first with the debate that you claimed Jeff Deal was coward not to debate Doughty. I think he did a good job not debating a former or whatever Democrat, because it's in vain to debate against CNN anyways, so who cares for the debate?
Well, I mean, he wasn't going to debate on CNN. He was going to debate on my show. He wasn't going to, Don Lamone was not going to be handling the debate. I was going to be handling it. Thanks for the call, Ardian. Now he's demanding debates from Mara Healey. I mean, are you kidding me? Do you think she's going to really give him a lot of debates after he spent the summer running and hiding? Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Howie. I'm up here in the state of Maine, and I want to tell all of you people from Massachusetts who keep calling into Howie and demanding purity tests on any Republican who wants to run for office to shut up. You've got to go with the hand that you've been dealt. You can't just say, I'm going to throw my chips in. You got to get rid of these purity tests. And Howie, can I ask you a health care question?
Sure.
How many women coming across the southern border do you think Planned Parenthood are trying to convince to abort their babies?
Gee, I don't even know the answer to that. I mean, again, that's the gold standard. You drop the anchor, baby, you're all set. They can't throw you out, and you get the full boat welfare. And you're telling me that that's not a consideration? It's like there are all kinds of scams that they work. And another one is asylum. Why are you coming over here? I fear gang violence. I'm gay. You know, it doesn't matter if you're gay or not. You say you're gay, they're gonna just rubber stamp it. And there are all kinds of different ways that you can do this. You can claim you're a member of an indigenous community. Ugh. The only thing that's the same in all of these cases is you and I pick up the tab for it. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Let's play a little bit of Brandon today. Brandon was at the portrait of Obama being unveiled. This is, you know, if you miss this one, there'll be another one next week somewhere, you know. Or he'll be picking up a Grammy or an Emmy or some kind of award. But my favorite cut here today, we'll play them all, but this is my favorite cut, where Obama compares Brandon to a dog. Cut 6.
Someone once said that if you're looking for a friend in Washington, get a dog. Our family was lucky enough to have two wonderful dogs.
Medium rare.
But I was even luckier to have a chance to spend 8 years working day and night with a man who became a true partner and a true friend.
At one time, I had to drive to Michigan. So I didn't have Air Force One, so I got a cage and I put him up on the roof of the car, like Mitt Romney had done with Seamus, the Irish setter back in the day. 844-500-4242. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Just an observation. I bet you anything, if you had pictures of Obama's or Al Gore's or John Kerry's rooftops, you probably won't see a lot of solar panels installed.
I agree with you totally. I've never seen their roofs, but I think you're absolutely correct. And you know, another thing, Kevin, I mean, it's been pointed out many times, but I think it bears repeating that, if the sea level is rising so much that we're all about to be washed away, why are these people buying all these oceanside mansions? Not just on Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket, but up and down the East Coast. All the billionaires are grabbing up all of the beachfront property. They're not that concerned about the rising tide, I don't think. 844-500-4242. For this week only, Balance 7 is offering my listeners a free bottle of their My Smooth Skin Spray with any Balance 7 order. If you appreciate Balance 7, you are going to love My Smooth Skin. It has helped people with dry skin for years. All you do is spray it on and you will feel the difference. As for Balance 7, I'm getting ready to head back to America, also known as Florida. And we've already placed an order for a full case to be delivered to my place down there. That's how much I like the product. And by the way, I pay for it. Always have, even when they're not on the air with me. I'm telling you, when you are feeling worn out and depleted is when Balance 7 comes in really handy. Stop procrastinating and get Balance 7. It's my go-to drink to get me through the day with the energy that I need. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks just loaded with caffeine. Because you know what happens, you just crash later in the day. Balance 7 dilutes the acid that has built up in your body over the years from eating acidic foods. When that acid is neutralized, your immune system is functioning as if you were 20 years old again. Balance 7 drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods, so you feel better and sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order at balance7.com and use code word Howie, and for this week only, you will also get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. You can also call 800-793-9039, and don't forget code Howie. Do your body a favor, order now. Thank you to all my loyal listeners who continue to buy Balance 7. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves.
Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. We got a lot of VIPs in. They're coming in and shifts. It's like we have seatings here at the Howie Carr Show. But fortunately, we got a lot of food from Al McGouch's. Still good place, isn't it? Yeah. Guy just came in from Maine. He just had something. You got nothing like that in Maine. You got a lot of good eating places, but no Brazilian steakhouses, as long as at least none that I know of. 844-500-4242. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Howie. First time, long time. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
The state of Maine, there was a lithium deposit that was discovered.
Really?
That is valued at about $1.2 billion.
Where is that?
It's somewhere in western Maine, and the state is currently refusing to give permits to mine it.
Oh, you have a Democrat governor, right? Kind of like New York with the fracking permits, right? What is it with these Democrat governors? Do they want everybody to freeze in the cold?
Well, I mean, wouldn't lithium work for electric cars?
I think they're sine qua non, you know, without which nothing, you know. If you don't have lithium, you don't have a battery, right? So wouldn't it be better to rely on the deposit in western Maine than something in the rainforests of Indonesia or something where these, endangered spotted turtles live or something?
Exactly.
I mean, I just don't get it. You have to make choices in this life. You know, you can go, and one thing you need, you don't have a choice about needing fuel, whether it's to get around or to stay warm or to provide electricity to see at night. You have to have some kind of power. So how are you going to get the power? You've got to make some concessions somewhere along the line, and they don't want to do that. They seem to think, I think AOC, when she came to Congress, she thought that electricity came out of the socket in the wall, you know? She claims she'd never seen a garbage disposal. I'm not sure I really believe that, but she said that. Thanks for the call there, Gary. That's another reason to get LePage back in there, you know, so you can get get some good mining jobs. Bring in the United Mine Workers, UMW. Membership is down a little bit, they could use some new members in Maine. Good jobs and good wages. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Howie, give Jeff Diehl a break. His ideas are going to be better than Maura Healey's. He's probably going to lose. The other guy would have lost. But have mercy on us poor Republicans. It's demoralizing to be firing at the our fellow Republican, the circular firing. I don't even live in Massachusetts anymore, but I listen to you a lot out here in Long Beach, California, believe it or not. But I listen to you a lot, and it pains me to hear you. After today, can you vent all your frustration today?
Rob, I'm just taking the calls because people want to talk about it. You know, I mean, I get tired of talking about it myself, but it's, you know, on the other hand, it's pretty good radio. I think it's good radio. And, what am I supposed to say, Rob? Do you want me? I mean, how can I pretend that he's going to win?
Not that he's going to win. Just give his idea. He's a Republican. Promote the Republican. The Democrats always play for the team. Play for the team. Get it out of your system today and then play for the team. Republican. He's a Republican.
Actually, I'm team you, unenrolled. thanks for the call, Rob. 844-500-4242. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, Howie. We talked a couple of times. I'm pretty sure you know who I am, but I'm not calling in to argue. I just want to talk politics with you, if that's okay.
Go ahead, quickly. We got about 30 seconds left.
That ain't going to give me enough time. Can I get you on after the break? Or
why don't you call back after 6, Dan? 844-500-4242. That ain't enough time for Dan. You heard him. He needs a lot of time to make his points. 844-500-4242. We will be back with the chump line and so much more. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.